The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, we got a very busy show for you today. Nicotine gum and nicotine patches are now being researched for their risk of causing cancer themselves. So we're going to talk about that study. Could nicotine gum and nicotine patches cause cancer in and of themselves? Next, we're going to talk about how all you need to prevent arthritis, they say, just all you need are 6,000 steps a day. I walked to the refrigerator a couple times today. That was an easy 25 steps. So I'm on my way. I'm pretty happy about that. Then we're going to talk about the rising costs of medical care with cancer patients, where we still haven't seen any relief, and how that is definitely a growing problem. Then I guess there's an algorithm to help us determine what bra size and bra shape we have. Apparently there's thousands of them. Who knew? I'm pretty excited about that. And then I guess our emojis, the emojis that we choose. All right. This is kind of funny. The emojis that we choose when we type, you guys know what those emojis are? I don't know. They're like the little happy faces, etc. I don't know if I have that program on my phone. I guess when you type to somebody, you kind of click on an emoji, and then it you could either be poo-poo, or see, I like the poo-poo one. All right. Well, anyway, there's a way to kind of psychologically analyze you, I believe, with these emojis. I'm having trouble loading up that story. Now, see, my computer, if I could give my computer an emoji, it's probably going to be a big middle finger, because I'm, like, really getting mad. This is ridiculous. Then, speaking of getting mad, Rick Perry made a lot of people mad comparing homosexuality to alcoholism. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew. Okay, so I don't know which one I want to go to first, because, oh my gosh, we got just so much to talk about. Okay, so let's talk about this whole bra thing issue that we have. And I think it's really frightening because, you know, for me, I think I really underuse what I should in terms of bras. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, man, you know, why do we always have to talk about this? Well, you don't understand. Okay, if half our population is wearing bras incorrectly, and half our population can make the other half of the population pretty upset, then, you know, we may want to actually, figure out what makes bras happy. Did you guys ever think about that? Or what makes women happy? So, unfortunately, guys, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I cannot find, I'm getting pictures of boobies coming up, but I don't want that. What is going on here? Oh, man. Internet stopped working. Oh, man, this stinks. Maybe I could talk about the nicotine program. See, this is what happens. Here I have got a great show planned, and I just cannot trust my computer. Ugh. Oh, come on. You know what? Maybe I could have my engineer take over. That's awesome. Oh, I'm getting texts. Oh, my phone's working. Okay. You know what? Let's go to some of the emails that I could do, that I could access. Oh, man. I know. See, this is what happens. This is, okay, if you ever want to know what happens behind the scenes, this is what happens. Computer goes down, and you're sitting there going, okay, where's the music? This is why I should have been a DJ, because then you guys didn't have to hear me talk. I can't even access emails. Okay, because I can't access on phone. So I guess, you know what? I'm just going to talk. What am I going to talk about? I can talk about silence. We can talk about how eerie it is. Okay, when things are silent, like you're on air, you have a national radio show program, you have millions of people globally listening. I'm assuming it's millions. Some of you guys think it's only two people listening, but there's possibly millions of people listening right now, and I have absolutely nothing to, I mean, I do. I could talk about what I saw on TV the other day. I saw Dexter. I think I'm in second season. Okay, just to let you guys know where I am with that. For those of you who aren't really familiar with Dexter, Dexter's that show where you have the, he's a blood splatter specialist that is actually a serial killer, and he's the serial killer that works for the police. And he only kills bad guys, so you end up loving the serial killer, right? And you end up being a fan of him, and you don't want him to get caught, etc. Okay, so I watched that. We can move on. My computer's up. Yee-haw! All right, my computer's up. Oh, never mind. I spoke too soon. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about the nicotine gum and patches, because that's what I'm really, really worried about. Okay, nicotine gum and patches. Please, nothing happened to my computer. The nicotine patches is your go-to whenever you have trouble smoking, right? And you think that you could get off your nicotine addiction by going to the patch, and I get that. And for any of us who are non-smokers, telling any of you smokers how easy it should be to quit smoking, no. We have no clue, and we need to shut the hell up. So I understand why you guys go to the nicotine. As a doctor, I was taught in medical school you got to be careful because nicotine could paralyze the cilia, and the cilia is supposed to prevent a lot of the carcinogens that you're breathing in from entering and landing on the lungs. If they breathe in and land on the lungs, then they could cause cancer. But they're now saying that nicotine in and of itself could cause cancer. Okay, nicotine is already one of 4,000 chemicals found in cigarette smoke. The fact that you're avoiding tobacco, you're getting rid of a big part of it, which is good. However, we're very, very concerned about these e-cigarette, e-cigs, and these vapor instruments that you guys are using to deliver nicotine into you, because there's also other chemicals in there. Now, the researchers found that nicotines cause thousands of mutations of DNA called single nucleotide polymorphisms in certain exposed cells. And they compared this to cells that were not exposed to nicotine. And they say that the nicotine acted like what oxidative stress would. Now, oxidative stress happens to cells, which could later cause them to be cancerous. So if nicotine does what other things do to cause possible cancer, then nicotine could cause cancer. So that's where they're getting at with this. Now, have I ever seen anybody get cancer using a smoking cessation aid? No. I don't think the smoking cessation aids have been out as a lot. And a lot of people with the nicotine patches still go back to smoking. So if God forbid they were diagnosed with lung cancer, we'll probably just blame the lung smoking. Don't go away. We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. 1-800-686-2716. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so there was some news about President Obama chewing his nicotine gum, especially during the D-Day service. Who cares? Let him chew his nicotine gum, for crying out loud, okay? Trust me, he's got a lot of stress, okay? I know he put him, remember, he didn't really have a lot of experience coming into office. He's trying to just get through his next couple years of presidency. And he's going to be chewing on his nicotine gum. And, you know, this study that came out on nicotine gum and patches possibly causing cancer themselves. Again, please take it with a grain of salt. We are going to see studies over and over again on everything causing cancer. Okay? You know, oh, we can't drink our water out of water bottles. You can't leave your soda in the car. You can't do this. You can't do that. It all causes cancer. The problem is, you know, so many of us get cancer, and we try to look back, and we try to see, well, what did you do? What did you take? What did you eat? How did you do it? What did you sit on? What did you not sit on? What did you sleep on? How many hours did you sleep? Which M&M color was your favorite? I mean, you know, you could go crazy with that. All right? But do I think that nicotine is 100% safe? No, I don't. Okay? You know, what you were smoking with tobacco and all that, had multiple things that we can't even imagine. Getting rid of tobacco and just taking in nicotine to get you over your addiction is a huge step, and I'm really proud of you guys for doing it. Just all I urge is try not to be on these nicotine patches or nicotine gums or whatever for long term, because I don't know how safe these things are. And it's going to be very difficult to look back and go, okay, well, these people had nicotine gums, and that's why they ended up getting cancer. Because if they were smoking in the past, we don't know if it was the smoking that did it or the nicotine patch or nicotine gum. We may never know. And then another thing that really kind of adds fuel to the fire is sometimes you just have a cell that just wants to turn cancers anyway. There's sometimes no rhyme or reason why somebody gets cancer and dies. So you got to live life to the fullest. You got to make smart choices. You need to be able to live. You need to be able to like life. You need to be able to not hurt others. Okay? But just, you know, don't stress out about this, but just realize you can't be on these nicotine patches or nicotine gums for years without somebody coming up saying, look, you know, there could be some consequences with that. Now, I guess President Obama had his physical, and I heard he did pretty good. I heard that he's on his nicotine patch or nicotine gum. Okay, so he's taking a nicotine gum because remember he was a smoker, and everybody got on him, and he said that Michelle Obama got on him, but my guess it was his publicist. Okay, you know, trust me, you could be scared of your wife, but you really get scared of your publicist, because keep in mind they're the ones in publicity. So you make them mad, they could turn around, and I think they shouldn't. Publicists shouldn't, but my guess is he did not want to upset his publicist. All right, so he had his physical. His cholesterol was at 213. His cholesterol used to be at 193 back in 2011. Now it's up to 213. Yes, the president was allowed to have a cholesterol test. Let me see. Oh, they say the score of under 200 is desirable, according to standards published by Mayo Clinic. At 213, I'd like to see what his good cholesterol is, but you know what? I don't think a lot of us really care. They say all clinical data indicates that the president is currently healthy, and he will remain so. He weighs 180 pounds. I believe they also found that he had plantar fasciitis. His feet hurt in the morning. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you can't, you have to kind of limp to the bathroom and you have to feel like you have to stretch out the foot. Yeah, so I guess he had plantar fasciitis. He also had mild vitamin D deficiency. And we had talked about vitamin D deficiency, how about a third of us are low in vitamin D. In my clinic, I think it's a lot more because a lot of us avoid the sun, and how the lack of vitamin D could put you at risk for a variety of illnesses. So he's kind of low in vitamin D. Okay? You know what? Yeah, well, that's why we have Obamacare. Right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rick Perry is under fire for saying that the homosexual issue, he says, I look at the homosexual issue the same way as alcoholism. Apparently, he made these controversial remarks to an audience in San Francisco on Wednesday night. This guy has a lot of cojones. And then he was asked about a new therapy program in Texas helped to, quote-unquote, cure gays and lesbians. And that's when he compared it to alcoholism. Now, I don't even know where to begin on this one. Okay, no, homosexuality is not alcoholism. You cannot compare the two. This is, I see where he's getting, what he's getting at, but this is like wrong on so many levels. I mean, okay, first of all right, he has a right to believe whatever he has to believe. We're in this phenomenal country of ours, and he does. If it's against his religious beliefs, okay, I understand that. If he chooses not to have a homosexual relationship, that's, he's allowed to choose not to. Okay, he's allowed to choose who he wants to be in love with. Okay, if he wants to be in love or have relations with his wife, under our freedom, he's allowed to do that. Okay, and I get that. And if he does not approve of homosexuality, he's allowed to do that too. All right. Now, what about though the idea of having centers to cure? Okay, I know this makes a lot of people feel on edge. Now, I don't know much about these therapy centers or the therapy that's out there. I know that there has been therapy that has been discussed in other states as well to help people who don't want to be homosexual. I don't see how that therapy is 100% effective, especially when it's innate. It's like somebody telling me
to not love your husband. That's just going to make me want to love him more. I mean, I'm going to love who I want to love. Yeah, you can maybe try to, you know, get me to look at, you know, Hugh Jackman or Michael Fassbender, but I'm not going to love him. I'm going to love my husband. That's who I want to be with. That, you know, love is one of the strongest things. And I don't think, you know, whenever we try to break that up, bad things could happen. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle says that the governor responded that whether or not you feel compelled to follow a particular lifestyle or not, you have the ability to decide not to do that. He said, I may have the genetic coding that I'm inclined to be an alcoholic, but I have the desire not to do that. And I look at the homosexual issue the same way. All right. Apparently, I guess he also had some remarks in his 2008 book. Now, you know, as a doctor, okay, you know, we don't get to study homosexuality to the degree that we want to because, unfortunately, we don't have the time. You know, we see patients and, you know, I would probably say at least 10% of my patients are homosexual that have admitted to it, so I'm assuming that that percentage is even higher. We were taught that 12.5% of men are gay, but that statistic doesn't mean anything because as, you know, people admit to it or they don't admit to it, etc., you know, you aren't really getting a true account. But we know that the genetic tendency to be attracted to somebody of your sex or of another person's sex or of another sex, or same sex, etc., is more innate, okay? I don't think we believe it's entirely environmental. Could there be environmental factors at play? Yes, there can, okay? You know, and we've seen this more and more with more very open, shall we say, how should I say this? Like, for example, in TV and movies now, they make it okay for women to kiss each other. And, I mean, if you watch TV now and if you watch any of the major shows, it looks like half the population is lesbian at any time. Now, I don't really know what the actual true population or incidence is, but TV and movies have made it okay to go ahead. If you want to touch another woman's breast, do so. I Meet the Millers, I guess, was a movie. I didn't see all of it, but it was on cable the other night. And I guess there was a scene where they wanted to steal the minivan, RV. And instead, I guess the couples wanted to have couple sex. And so one decides to touch Jennifer Aniston's boobie. And so you're starting to see this in almost all the movies. Girls touch other people. Or what was that? Even Dodgeball. There were women kissing at the end. And so even though as a country, we are more we are, you know, realizing that you know, you can't restrict, you know, somebody's desire to be with somebody else, I'm also seeing on the flip side this over demonstration, okay, of homosexuality. Not over meaning bad, but we now have gone the other way where instead of hiding the kisses, remember Will and Grace, it was just so revolutionary that there was that kiss on air, and then now, oh my gosh, you see it all the time. You know, and it's almost gone the other way. And it, when you do that, you almost sensationalize what it is. There's going to be two people in love. They're going to fall in love. They're going to want to be together. Okay? But environmentally, there could be that push where, okay, you know what? It's okay to do it. And in fact, you know, you may, you know, be attracted to this person and this person, et cetera. And so there is technically a very small environmental factor to it, but true attraction to somebody or something is very, very innate. And so, no, it has nothing to do with alcoholism. They're completely two separate things. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I want to move on to more medical news, but whenever I get an email or a call of somebody disagreeing with me, I usually like to address it. I don't want anybody to think I'm hiding from it. And I don't know so much if they disagree with me. I think they're missing the point. But Francis writes, Doctor, I disagree with you. You can choose who to have relations with. Governor Perry is correct in that tendencies bring forth choices, and our choice is our control. He's, of course, alluding to the news story where Governor Perry likened homosexuality to alcoholism, where he states that you could you have a choice. And he may have the genetic tendency to be an alcoholic, but he chooses not to drink alcohol. Same thing, you have a genetic tendency to be gay. You could choose not to be gay. And, you know, one of you had written a while back that you agreed with Piers Morgan on the Bible needing to be rewritten. Now, again, this is a conversation I really don't like to have. I cannot objectively have this conversation with anybody because I have relatives who are gay. So there's, I can't have as much of an objective opinion because, you know, I'm not going to tell my family members to, you know, be with people they don't want to be with, you know, and force themselves to love and be intimate with somebody that turns them off. I can't do that. But I understand the Bible, and I understand why that's in the Bible. I do. And I also understand and appreciate those of you who are religious and follow the Bible. I appreciate it a lot. I get that. I do. And you have a right. You really do have a right to have your religious beliefs. You do. It's just, you know, we can't impose our beliefs on others. And this is where, you know, we all kind of become hypocrites a little bit, okay? You know, we want freedom. We don't want government telling us what to do. We don't want people trying to turn us into people we aren't. We want to be left alone. We want the government out of our house, all right? You know, we want to be able to be good, solid Americans and love and, you know, be tax-paying citizens and good U.S. citizens and follow the law, right? And then all of a sudden, though, we get from another end, okay, yeah, but, you know, you can't be with your partner, right? Or we can't recognize your partner, or it's evil, or it's, you know, and, you know, we can't have it both ways, okay? You know, having the government out of our lives, you know, or having the church in our lives, you know, we can't have it both ways. Okay. I mean, I respect, in my Bible too, you know, we are not supposed to lay with people of the same sex. I get that. But we have a choice how much we want to interpret the Bible. The Bible is not the law of our land. The Bible may be the law in our houses. And I get that. All right. And for some of us, you know, we may believe that the Bible is the law of our world. But in this country, the law of the land is the Constitution, and the Constitution allows all of us to have the right to liberty, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, I mean, if this was the other way around and somebody told me that I could not be with my husband and I would have to, you know, hold back those, that, you know, that love or that need for intimacy to be with him to, that I'm married to, you know, to be with someone of the opposite sex, I couldn't do it. You know, I mean, think of any, you know, and so I understand. I've counseled, you know, many religious people that have come in and they said, you know, look, homosexuality is against my religion. I'm very, very religious. I love God. But then why would God make me gay? You know, why would God make me gay? I mean, you know, how long am I supposed to, am I supposed to never find love? I mean, am I just not allowed to? No, you're allowed to. In fact, love is something that I believe God wants us to have. We're not supposed to love too many. You know, I know in the olden days there was polygamy and what Solomon had 100 wives, or I don't remember, Moses had a lot of wives. You know, nowadays we have laws saying, okay, look, you got to control the love a little bit here, okay? You know, you find a relationship, okay, and, you know, you stick with them. You know, adultery has its consequences, both religious, which is kind of interesting. You're not supposed to adulterate, but you were in the past able to have multiple wives. That, you know, but anyway, so, and I understand that, okay? You know, keeping a home, and sociologically now, we have a one partner, okay? Which, by the way, is hard enough on a lot of people. Okay, that is already against a lot of innate people's instincts to just be with one partner, especially when that one partner yells at you all the time, right, harangues you, etc. You know, it's in humans' tendency to want to then find a new partner or a new mate. Okay, but here society mandates, no, we stick with who we gave our vows to. And I kind of think that's cool. Yeah, it even though it may not be in our own naturalistic tendencies and maybe even against some of our evolution, no, we make it stick. You marry somebody who ends up being barren, you stick with them. Okay, that's what our society does. Although now our society is turning into not getting married to begin with, which is kind of interesting. So you see, you know, man in terms of human will find a way. And I guess that's what society's doing now. You're seeing marriages dropping left and right, and more people are having unions with people they aren't married to because it's an easier route for them, evolutionary wise, sociologically wise, and even financially. Okay, people are going to go with the path of least resistance. So, you know, when you look at alcoholism, okay, well, you have a choice to drink alcohol or not. True, you have a choice to overeat. Right? You know, you have a choice to hurt your sexual partner or to not have a sexual partner. You have choices, etc. But when it comes to our given rights of being with somebody who we want to be with, okay, you cannot, if somebody told me I cannot be with a man, that would be very, very rough. If somebody told you and you're a man that you have to be with another man, you cannot be with a woman, and that's who you want to be with, okay, how could you live like that? And so, you know, I'm not homosexual, if you're not homosexual, we can't understand that. Okay? And it's very easy for a non-homosexual to say, well, they could just do this. Well, no, they can't. Because imagine if you were in their shoes. I would not want to be in bed with another woman. I'm sorry. I know a lot of you guys fantasize about that, but no, that's not me. Okay? No. Okay? So it's just something that isn't in my makeup. And so, I understand as a doctor and these people coming in saying, look, well, I'm religious. What do? I'm not clergy. I can't explain. I mean, I can't explain why God made them a way that would be against their religious beliefs. But I also believe that, you know, the church or your temple, et cetera, helps you find answers on what to do and how to express it. And sometimes religion needs to be taken by the book, and then sometimes there could be variances of it. And that's for you to decide. But my job as a doctor is to make sure you're healthy inside and out, that you're not doing activities that are going to hurt you, that you are not forcing yourself in a situation that, because if you're forced to be in a situation that you don't want to be in, okay, you know, trouble comes out. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I see break down, and I could tell they're gay, and they're in a marriage that they don't want to be, and they're on this antidepressant, or this, and I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? You know, to me, that's not worth it. I'd rather you be happy and healthy, and that's all I'm going to say about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see here. Okay. White bread actually being good for us. We're going to talk about the good bacteria of the gut and how certain sugars or bacteria are needed in order to interact, and how our body may need something that we've been actually depriving it. You know, we were talking about vitamin D deficiency in the previous hour causing premature death. And this prompted some more emails, and I don't have time to get to the emails, but over the break, somebody asked, now, wait a second, how much vitamin D should we get? Just to quickly review, there was a study finding that people who had low vitamin D could be at twice the risk of premature death compared to those whose vitamin D levels are good. The UC San Diego School of Medicine is suggesting 4,000 units of vitamin D a day. They're suggesting 4,000, but I say please talk to your doctor first. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back
on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you can download the Dr. Dahlia app on Android or iPhone. Download it. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Also, it links you to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com has phenomenal shows, as well as just volumes and libraries of archives of our shows. So if you ever miss a show, going, the Dr. Dahlia talk about this, if you know the day of the show, you'll be able to pull up the archive. Good luck with that, because I've done that, too. I'm like, wait a second. I've been nominated for an Electronic Media Award. I'm so excited about that. Yee-haw! Woo-hoo! So obviously, they want to show a best of, in case I actually win. I'm kind of shocked by that. We did win 1 year as for best radio program in Las Vegas. I was like pretty excited about that. Best of radio. I was like, really? Really? So I'm pretty excited about that. The problem is I got to find now a clip from it. I'm going to have to listen to hours and hours. I don't know. Obviously not the first part of this hour, because the first part of this hour was a struggle, especially with me and my stupid computer. But you want to know what? I'm honest, at least. I'm honest. If you ever have any medical questions, go to my website at drdahlia.com. If you go to my website at drdahlia.com, I could then answer your emails. I'm pretty much caught up on all the emails. I think I am. If not, I'll read them on air. If you don't want them read on air, say, don't read this on air. Just answer me back. Please, no pictures of any body parts. Some of you guys send pictures. Not dirty, just, you know, look at this rash on my breast. I don't want those pictures. You cannot send me pictures of that. You can maybe send me a close-up of just the skin area if you want. You know, I had told, when we had been talking about skin cancer a couple of years ago, I said, if you have a question about one of your moles, send me a close-up picture of that. And they're like, ooh, Nelly. Like, okay, no. Some of those you really need to go into your gynecologist or your urologist for. But, whatever I could do to help, that's what we're here for. Okay, and if you don't want to read on air, make sure you let us know. We are live Monday through Friday, usually between 9 and 11 Pacific time. If you ever have any issues calling us and getting your medical question answered on air, you can always call and leave a message on our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, and then also let us know if we can play it on air or not. Okay, the emoji system. All right, so I guess emojis are those little things you could use that show poo-poo or smiley face, etc. Well, there's apparently emoji analysis. It's, I guess, on a Tumblr page. I don't know if it's a blog. Asked that iPhone users submit screen grabs of their recent emoji board versus email or Twitter to look at their psychological insight of their choices. All right. Now, apparently what they are doing is they're now doing a study, all right, to look at your emoji choice. And so, for example, if you do a lot of sad, a lot of ones with tears, that may maybe be, you know, you are maybe you're more sensitive, maybe you're more depressed, I don't know. If you have a lot of lovey-dovey hearts, recent ones, you know, who knows, maybe it means you're, looking for love. I don't know. I don't really like to psychoanalyze based on emojis. I don't know how to do that. I wasn't trained to do that. Okay, we get a little bit of psychoanalysis, but not to the degree that I need to for these emojis. I mean, there's a chocolate chip cookie emoji. All right, I mean, does that mean I have a sweet tooth? Probably. There's a martini emoji. Does that mean you're an alcoholic? Now, see, to me, if I'm looking at all the emojis, what emoji is attractive to me? I like the American flag emoji a lot. I like the chocolate chip cookie emoji. There looks like there's an emoji. I just like saying emoji. Looks like there's an emoji, if I'm even pronouncing that right, with a syringe dripping blood with the needle. I don't like that. I'm a doctor, and I'm going to tell you right now, I do not like that. There's a high heel. I don't like the high heel because, to me, I think of foot pain. I like the smiley face with hearts on the eyes. I think that's a good emoji. I like the one that where it looks like there's a little party going on and there's little streamers coming out of a party hat. I like that one. I think that is cool. There's like a stack of money. I don't like that one. That one I don't find attractive to. There's, I think, a shrimp that looks lightly breaded. That one I'm not attracted to. It looks like there's an eggplant. I don't know. I like the pile of poop, and I like the chocolate chip cookie. To me, that's a good one. All right, so if you want to be psychoanalyzed, you may want to join the blog that looks at emoji analysis. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in this study, they say if you want to stop your children from taking drugs or drinking, they said you can't be too strict. All right? You need to have rules, etc. Okay? But if you're strict, but you don't set down the rules, these children can go elsewhere. All right? It revealed that children with authoritarian parents who show little affection are more likely to go off the rails. They said, however, those whose parents smother them with love are also more likely to smoke cannabis, cigarettes, and to drink. See, this is what I'm worried about. You know, I'm not around my kids a lot, but when I am, it's all kissing, 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 kissing. So I guess I'm probably really messing up my kids. Children least likely to take a drink and drugs are those whose parents are reasonable and set down clear rules without being overbearing. The study was conducted across 6 European countries, found firm discipline can be just as bad as a lack of control. It showed that in British and Spanish children, they are the highest users of alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis in Europe. Spanish children, meaning Spain. Dr. Amador Califat of the European Institute of Studies on Prevention, this has been reported by Mail Online, says our results support the idea extremes are not effective, neither is authoritarianism nor absence of control and affection. I mean, here's the thing. Have any of us really, really, truly found a happy medium? You know, there's a few different models of parenting. You have the authoritative model that gives clear rules and flexibility. And then you have the authoritative model that is a little bit more demanding and controlling. You have the neglectful model and then the indulgent model. The neglectful model obviously is bad. You neglect your kids, they're going to go and find authority elsewhere. So that's not good. The authoritative model, you know, where you have some authority, I think that's important, okay? You just can't be authoritarian, okay? You get that difference there? Indulgent. You got to be careful of being indulgent, okay? You know, kids depressed, they're like, well, don't worry, honey, we got this coming up, or we got this, or I'll go get you a gift, or whatever. No, they need to know what it's like to not have things go their way, and how are they going to cope? You know, it's so tough to be parents. You know, we never got instructions. I told you the only thing we got when the kids came out of us was a placenta. My guess is the instructions are somehow on the placenta, which is why we need to figure out the placenta code. But we can't, and, you know, we don't know how to read placenta. So we basically wing it. Sometimes we ask our parents. Sometimes we don't ask our parents. And sometimes, sorry, it's a cell phone. Sometimes we just kind of, you know, watch TV and we see how Married with Children parent, or we watch South Park. And like my parenting skills is a mix of doing the exact opposite of what my parents did, putting in my own little shtick, using what I learned in medical school, and then winging it. Now, this potpourri of parenting, I think, is a complete cluster, but I'm doing okay. You know, my kids are looking at me like I'm doing okay. Don't ever tell them you don't know how to parent. You know, you have to act like you know all the answers all the time so they know to go to you. I mean, they need to know that they're general, and I think you should be the general of the house. I think you really, really should. Okay, well, I mean, my husband's the general, okay? Yeah, I'm probably corporal. I don't know. Yeah, Lieutenant Cam, I know. Sergeant. I'm probably the drill sergeant. That's probably what I am more. Right? Anyway. But, you know, you want, I know, I'm probably more the general than he thinks. You know, let him think he's a general. It's Father's Day coming up. Let him do that. But, you know, you want your team to know that there's somebody that could be counted on and that there's somebody that's firm and unwavering. And I think that's important. You just don't want to go overboard. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
From hack
hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.